Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. This will be episode 31 in my Bioweapons Blues series. And the title of this one will be, When Will the Suffering End? Because it doesn't seem to be stopping. It seems to be gaining momentum. So I'm going to play. Some of these are video clips. You can see them on Rockfin. You can also support me on Patreon. I also have an Indiegogo campaign going on right now, which you can find on Global Death Cult, where I'm raising money to put together a documentary. There's been some remarkable updates into the whole Adam Waffen story, with the founding member of Adam Waffen was recently arrested in a plot, alleged plot, to blow up the power grid of the city of Baltimore. So please check that out if you have some extra funds to support the project. I'd appreciate it. But the first two clips will be of Bill Gates. He's changing his story now. So he's talking about the efficacy of the vaccines in 2020 or 2021. And now he says they don't do any good. So very strange. So here they are.
This bright spot here is the race for the vaccine. Obviously, Pfizer just had approval in the UK. It's seeming to be on the verge of approval here in the US. Moderna, another vaccine hot on its heels. If someone had told you in a year we would have a vaccine for a virus we didn't even know existed a year ago, what would you have thought?
It's unheard of. And even when we saw the antibody results for these vaccines, we didn't know how effective they would be. It looks like almost all the vaccines are going to succeed. It looks like almost all the vaccines are going to succeed. It is great science, great industrial manufacturing, great cooperation, even across countries. So, you know, this is a war where we're all in it together.
90% plus effective rate. Did your jaw drop? Did your jaw drop?
No, that was phenomenal. That was absolutely at the high end of expectations.
So antibodies, antivirals. We think we can also have very early in an epidemic, a thing you can inhale that will mean that you can't be infected, a blocker, an inhaled blocker. We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad. So when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly. Anyway, so antibodies, antivirals, we think we can also have very early.
The next audio clip is of Ahish Jha, J-H-A, and they are talking about how important it is for equity to be involved in what's going on with COVID. And it's just a stark and blatant, obvious politicization of this whole thing. And you can see, if you see the audio, you can look at Rachel Walensky. She looks terrible. She looks like she's seen a ghost. But he says, Jaw says, the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal that has equity much more at heart. So listen.
I've heard Secretary Cardona say this over and over again. You know, people do talk about going back to normal. And I've heard Mr. Secretary say, you know, normal wasn't working out so well for some people. And so the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal that has equity much more at the heart of it. I've heard Secretary Cardona say.
The next audio is of Paul Offit, a real proponent for the use of vaccines, kind of talking about efficacy. And you can just see all these people's stories changing. It really is incredible.
Certain things are clear. This virus is going to be with us for years, if not decades, and there will always be vulnerable groups who are going to be hospitalized and killed by this virus. I think we need two pieces of information from two different groups. One is we need the CDC to tell us exactly who it is that's getting hospitalized and dying from this virus. What are their ages? Specifically, are their comorbidities? If they're immune compromised, in what manner are they immune compromised? Did they recently get a vaccine? Were they treated with antivirals, et cetera? And that has to be provided in concert with immunological data, presumably from academic immunologists, as to what exactly are the immunological predictors, not just antibodies, but also sort of cellular immunity for who is at risk. And then and only then can we really best make the decision about who gets vaccinated with what and when. Thank you. Certain things are clear. This virus is going to.
The next audio is of creepy Joe Biden stating that there will be another pandemic. He's probably just being told to say that.
Years ago, COVID-19 didn't need any reminders about how critical investments in healthcare systems were and health security is, both to fight the pandemic and to prepare for the next one, because it will not be the last pandemic we have to deal with. That's why the United States, together with the G7 partners and the World Bank, 2 years ago.
Talk about being deprived of your pride. Look at your child. Your child, you know, needs it, and you can't afford. Talk about.
The next clip is of Dr. Michael Yeadon, somebody who used to work for Pfizer and is a person who kind of disavows his old work and also is for people not to take the shot. But he talks about the totalitarian control that's associated with this new biosecurity state.
Am I hearing you correctly that your conclusion, as somebody whose PhD focused on morphine, yeah, as somebody who was the head of respiratory illnesses for Pfizer globally, and therefore has that respiratory expertise,
yeah,
having looked at Stuart Wilkie's evidence on midazolam, that your personal conclusion is that the state deliberately put people on midazolam and morphine for the purposes of terminating their lives?
Yes, yes, there's no question. They use doses. Well, neither of those drugs would ever be appropriate in an open airway breathing patient. So if someone arrives and they're able to breathe, even if they're breathless, you would not repress their respiration, which midazolam and morphine would do. And also, per many bits of information that Stuart Wilkie was able to show us, the doses that we used were between 3 and 5 times the recommended initial starting doses. So I wrote them down and I went back to look at my clinical pharmacology books. Indeed, those are doses that you would expect would lead to a fading away of people, certainly if they were given repeatedly day after day. So I personally am convinced that the excess deaths in care homes is explained by this procedure substantially. I think we're looking at 6 figures, over 100,000 people easily.
Responds the body.
Destroy that cell. That's how they stop you getting cancer every day. If there's a single cell that goes aberrant, tumorous.
So they know that it's going to cause an autoimmune response to the body.
Definitely. Every time. And here's the worst part, the thing that's, I mean, I wish it didn't, but things keep confirming what I guessed in 2020, which was this is totalitarian control, and ultimately they're going to depopulate, which sounds crazy. I was the sort of person who listened to the BBC and read the Times newspaper until 2020. I have no history of involvement in unusual campaigns, and I would have chuckled at conspiracy theorists, present company excepted. But I'm now joining you. It's absolutely obvious that if you inject people with mRNA, it doesn't matter what it encodes for. What did we hear a month ago? The pharmaceutical companies are remanufacturing all the old vaccines in mRNA form. And they've ordered, or there are business terms with each government to buy 10 injections per man, woman, and baby in every country. And I can assure you, you could not possibly stand up to 10 of these injections. But I can see how easily they could put us in a position where you get no choice. So just cutting to the chase, what I think is going to happen, and I wish I wasn't being right, I think they will make digital ID mandatory, not necessarily vaccine passport, but that would do. Digital ID will become mandatory. You will not be able to shop or travel or work without it or get healthcare. And I think the other thing they'll do is withdraw cash and replace all currency with central bank digital currencies. At that point, Alex, if they say, if you don't get your next jab, we will not allow you to buy gasoline or travel or buy food, the system I've just described is trivial. It's already ready to go. So I say to people, use cash, diversify the businesses you buy from. Any business that won't take cash, tell them you're not going to work with them anymore. And for goodness sake, tell people. I don't care if it might be a little embarrassing. I can assure you what I've been doing for the last few years has not enhanced my reputation with people I used to work with, the cowards.
There's 3 million more people on disability now. Listen to this.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
The disability data is also a disaster, and it's even what we're finding in our research that for every one excess death, there's four disabilities, four people that get disabled and can't work. This chart is pretty simple. Focus on the colored area. When we break down what happened in the age group 16 to 64 since February of 21, we've added 3.2 million disabled Americans. It was hovering around 29 to 30 million prior 4 years. And in Wall Street, we focus on signals and frequency and rate of change. That was a 3 standard deviation year-over-year rate of growth change. Shouldn't have happened. So 3.2 million people in about 2 years have been disabled. When we delve into the numbers, half of those are employed, 1.7 million. When you look at the disability rate increases, 31% rate increase for employed, 8% for the general population. And when you look at this group is a smoking gun as far as I'm concerned, not in labor force. Those are the people who left. Those are the people who got fired and or quit. And their health outcomes have been the best. They've only had a 4% increase in the disability rate. So we've hit a new disability rate in the U.S. We're 10% higher than we were 2 years ago. It's 3.2 million people. These are real numbers. And if you're wondering why there's help wanted signs, this is it. And I said to Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, I'm saying it to everyone, this is a national security issue, but yet there's crickets from our health authorities and global governments, because this is occurring in every country. This is not just the U.S.
And the final clips are from a Thailand doctor named Dr. Bhakti, B-H-A-K-T-I, talking about events that are happening in Thailand. Very important events.
One daughter of the present king, Ram the Tenth, collapsed and is in coma. She, I think it was 23 days after the third shot.
And she's young.
Of course, 44 years old, never been seriously ill, collapsed and is now in a coma. And the diagnosis that was given by the authorities and by the university is so ridiculous. She's supposed to have a bacterial infection that will never do what she's suffering from. And so we determined, and the activists in Thailand who have been on this for many, many months now, great guys, also professor from the University of Bangkok, he's gotten in touch with the royal family, and we are sending information to the royal family to alert them to the fact that in all probability, the princess is suffering as a victim of this jab, as so many people around the world have been suffering. He said, if you are coming to Thailand, I am still a Thai, by the way, I am Thai Joan. We will connect you with authorities and advisors to the highest authorities in Thailand. And this is what happened. And so I had the opportunity, the first opportunity in 3 years, to talk to the top advisors of a government in any country. And it was very, very impressive, because I laid out to them that this whole COVID-19 agenda is a fake, and why it's a fake. And I was able to lay out before them the proof that the COVID vaccinations were based on fraud. And T2, 18th of October, which we have at our disposal. The EMA declared officially that safety pharmacological studies were never performed, never, and they were never deemed necessary. So now we have it. And when I told the Thais this, you know, guys, they jumped up. They jumped up in the room. And so they said to me, we will see to it that Thailand is the first country in the world that is going to declare this contract null and nullify the contract, which means that Pfizer BioNTech is going to have to pay back those billions to Thailand, with which Thailand will recompensate those peoples that have lost their existence.
This is the former COVID czar, Jeff Zients. You should remember his last name. He's a monster. Zients, a corporate executive worth $150 million as new White House chief of staff. Great. So it's the administration. And I think it's important for people to understand the administration is not listening. It's not just these tech companies. The administration is behind the tech companies, censoring them, taking away your constitutional rights, your Bill of Rights, right? Free speech. So it's important for people to understand. Some people do not make that very clear when they're talking about current events. And he like famously or infamously said, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. Any word says, oh, he's listening to this, is wonder if they manipulate the census in coming years. Probably. Any word, I bet I wouldn't be surprised. All the data is fake. Naomi Wolf caught Rochelle Walensky, who's here right now, or somebody at the CDC, taking like 35,000 injuries or something out of VAERS. So they're juicing the VAERS numbers. They're engaged in criminal acts. And it tells you everything about the administration, the DOJ, and whether they care about you. All these people's names have to be remembered. Fauci, Walensky, Zients. These are children of the devil. They're totally evil. They're doing nothing while little kids are being killed and these toxic shots are going out. The shots have no benefit. They provide no benefit. It's more of an intent to harm. Okay? Make that abundantly clear. This is Peter from Sweden. Stories of horrible mRNA side effects. It's worse than I thought. And it's really just getting worse. Like the more I look at it, the more clear it is. These are totally evil people. I don't know how they can escape damnation. I don't know how they can escape criminal charges. It tells everything about the law, the whole law, you know, environment. It's just such a shame. I'm going to read some of Peter's stuff. I have quite a large readership across social media, over 700,000 in total. So I decided to ask my followers if they have experienced or if they know someone that has experienced side effects after taking the COVID mRNA vaccines. This is very telling. This means the individuals, the people, have to ask what's going on because they can't get the information from their governments. Okay? They can't get clear information from the governments you pay taxes to. Understand that. The response was overwhelming. I've received thousands and thousands of comments from people that have been affected. I've been reading story after story of one horrible side effect after another. It is much worse than I thought. The most common side effect that people seem to have experienced are heart-related, like myocarditis, and also blood clots and strokes. In other words, cardiovascular problems. But there has also been many, many other side effects listed, as well like turbo cancer and autoimmune problems. It has been very tough reading all these comments, seeing people having had their lives destroyed. This is Mark. I know seven people who were probably injured by the shots, three hospitalized shortly after taking the vax, one open-heart surgery needed shortly after vax, no previous heart issues. One required by doctor to get vax before hernia surgery. He has been sick ever since. One previous cancer in remission, got vax on advice of doctor, shortly thereafter diagnosed with two brain tumors. Operation successful. 2 days after returning home, he had to return to hospital with blood clots in on lungs. More surgery, now home undergoing rehab. One ex-wife reports mysterious small seizures impairing memory after vax. One more that I'm not sure about. It's the case of a cousin who had a lung transplant and died of issues related to COVID. Not sure about his vaccination status. Needless to say, but I'm no fan of these, quote, vaccines, unquote. And then AB 1980. Firstly, thank you for bringing us all these articles. Was concerned about these jabs as felt they were rushed out, so tried to avoid getting any for a time. However, felt forced to take it after a well-meaning person booked my jabs for me, as I have long-term health conditions. Should have resisted, as consider myself vaccine injured. Symptoms include burning headache, pain down one side, which has lasted months, loud tinnitus and palpitations, which hadn't had before. Medical people have mostly seemed to think these are normal and will go away or dismiss these side effects. I've also had one or two telling me I need to take boosters. I've told them why I would. Why would I if I'm not over the side effects and worry another one might kill me? Yeah, I mean, your cumulative effects of these shots are deadly. Then there are stories of turbo cancer. This poor man's son died shortly after getting the Pfizer shot. My perfectly healthy son died 33 days after his first Pfizer vaccine. Heart problems. So Peter from Sweden had all these people sending their stories. So people want to tell their stories. It just goes back to when this all started for me in September, was the died suddenly people. Blood clots and strokes. Another common side effects appear to be blood clots and strokes. This fits with what we know, that heart problems and blood clots seem to be the main severe side effects that people got. 80-year-old with periods. An 80-year-old relative has started getting her periods again. I'm pretty sure that is not normal. Yeah, no. Guillain-Barre syndrome. Just so many stories. Kevin B. My sister has Guillain-Barre. My cousin's baby died 5 days after being born. Women in my family over 60 are getting their periods again. So. This is Truth Justice, says, breaking news, U.S. District Attorneys and U.S. Sheriffs working together to criminally charge Anthony Fauci, Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak, and many others for racketeering, collusion in creating the Wuhan virus, and premeditated murder of thousands by remdesivir and COVID vaccines. That has to happen. That has to happen. This is Peter Hotez. He's just another monster. The cat is out of the bag. This is Joel Smalley. UK government tacitly admits that the mRNA experiment has failed, but they go all out of their way not to say it outright and hide the evidence. Mainstream media aids and abets them by remaining silent. That's correct. So they're not recommending shots for people under 50 now in the UK, which I think is incredible. Daughter of the Flaming Sword. My father just took my dog to the dog park. There he talked to a nurse that confirmed people were dying of all kinds of things, but they were made to mark it down as COVID confirmation. So they're putting this. Then the World Health Organization. Vaccination is about protecting yourself, but it is also an inherently altruistic act. If you're vaccinating yourself in order to be part of an immune group that will then protect those who can't be vaccinated. Total fake. They've admitted in court, I mean, in the EU, that they didn't test for transmission. This is just total lies. It's a total farce. The WHO is a joke. This is the blue room. He found out his batch numbers and injuries that were caused by the batch. Severe reports were like 8.72. He writes, here's my second Pfizer shot batch info. Needless to say, I'm beyond pissed. These are just the reported. If I went ignored, how many else were? So how many other people were ignored? Good question. And then Erica responds, I see that anger and raise you. It's scary AF and infuriating. Yeah, it is. Totally mismanaged. Goes all the way to the top. It's this U.S. administration, at least here in the United States where I am. This is Peter again. Breaking news, the UK will stop giving COVID vaccines to healthy people under 50 years old.
Could it be that they are worried about the 7,000 excess deaths in just 3 weeks? And then this is Peter McCullough stating the FDA, that's under Walensky, says the COVID vaccines cause myocarditis. So you can get myocarditis. They've admitted it now. This is Igor Chudov. He says, federal court used my arguments to block draconian law AB 2098. That's here in California. Good news, a California court issued a preliminary injunction blocking enforcement of California's AB 2098 law passed to muzzle doctors and prevent them from warning their patients about the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines. That's really good. Thank you to hero plaintiffs Tracy Beth Hoag, Aaron Cariotti, and Children's Health Defense for undertaking this expensive litigation. So good for them. Says here, John Leake writes, further evidence that California is now governed by ideologically possessed nitwits was revealed in a preliminary injunction blocking enforcement of California's AB 2098 law. One of the law's many defects is that it isn't written in intelligible sentences. For example, consider its definition of the censor's favorite word. Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, contrary to the standard of care, whatever that means. This is Kyle Becker. A Senate investigation has been launched into Pfizer after Project Veritas bombshell undercover video. That's the one with the guy who admitted they wanted to mutate the virus. This is Texas Lindsay breaking. Director of CDC Vaccine Task Force Tom Shimabukuro just admitted C-19 vaccines are causing debilitating illnesses. Take them off the market. You guys are such a scum. These are the scummiest people on earth, man. Horrible. Toby Rogers, the FDA major shift, an annual cull of seniors, kids, and the disabled. Eugenicist gonna eugenicize. On Monday, the FDA, through its various PR firms, announced a major shift that is actually just implementing the plan that they have had for a year to make COVID shots annual, like the failed flu shot program. The shots are poison, man. Daily Mail. Getting Pfizer's COVID booster and flu vaccine on the same day may raise the risk of a stroke, FDA says. Wow. So it's admitting. They're all coming clean. They're all starting to change their story. They're actually starting to like operate in the public interest. But what happened over the last 2 or 3 years is very telling. They're still culpable. There was some issues about the Pfizer exec's identity, the guy who Veritas caught, but it's all been confirmed. He was a real exec. Disbelief that a callow, intoxicated youth could hold an executive position. It is disbelief, but you have to look at the character of people who are willing to work for Pfizer. They're not going to get the highest, most virtuous people. They're not going to find those people. Sorry. They won't do the job. They'll quit. Once they realize like all the times that they paid out money and the harm that they've caused, it's like, who could work there? You can see how kind of blithely he would talk about that. It was over some date or something on Grindr. I don't know what it was. So here's the COVID-19 advisory board, 3 co-chairs and 10 members who will work with health officials nationwide to create policies to address the virus's spread. So a lot of these guys who created these policies, the inverse incentives, they all need to be prosecuted. They have to actually be brought in, charged. So that's Vivek Murthy, David Kessler, Marcella Nunez-Smith, Zeke Emanuel, Atul Gawande, Michael Osterholm, Rick Bright, Eric Gooseby, Celine Gounder, Julie Morita, Lois Pace, Robert Rodriguez, Luciana Barrio. A lot of these guys, you have to figure out, the public needs to figure out how remdesivir and these kind of vent protocols were enforced throughout the U.S. healthcare system. They killed tons of people. 2 additional health experts will serve as advisors, Rebecca Katz and Beth Cameron. Mark Trozzi, Dr. Mark Trozzi, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Analysis of a grand deception. COVID is a weapon in a larger war to kill off Western democracies, culture, families, and children. Pfizer documents reveal the greatest crime against humanity since World War II. Yeah, that's right. Steve Kirsch. I now have data to prove that the COVID vaccines cause death, especially in the elderly. Doctors should never advise the jabs for elderly patients. Will anyone bet me $1 million I'm wrong? Pfizer, Moderna, anyone at the CDC, FDA, or FAA, please accept my bet. React 19, you can go to react19.org. You can see a lot of injured people there. Danielle, a registered nurse, coerced to take the COVID vaccine by her former employer, sends a message to the FDA. Shame on every single one of you. In this shocking testimony, she details her immense suffering and describes her VAERS report disappearing. Wow. See, the VAERS is being used. It's being manipulated. It's so sick. So sick and evil. This is Andrew Bridgen. He was kicked out of his thing for supposedly anti-Semite. He just said this was like another Holocaust. That's all he said. He didn't say Jews are bad, Jews are inherently evil. He said these deaths are like another Holocaust. I think he's right. Andrew Bridgen sues Matt Hancock for £100,000 over COVID vaccine row. Former health secretary accused Tory MP of anti-Semitic, anti-vax conspiracy theories after he compared vaccines to Holocaust. Well, they're doing harm. They're not effective. There's so many studies of proving that these shots do nothing. They cause harm, intent to harm. It's either negligent or intentional homicide. Steve Kirsch again. The death records show the COVID vaccines are shortening lifespan worldwide. This is why they are hiding them from public view. All they need to do now is show the age, date died, and date of last COVID vax. It would end the COVID vax program worldwide instantly. This guy's doing great work. Executive summary. Any state governor or the head of any country in the world could bring an immediate halt to the COVID vaccine program for all ages if they published the age, date died, and date of the last COVID vax for all people who died since the vaccine became available in their state or country. All they have to do is match up the death certificate with the date of the last COVID vaccination. It's not hard, but nobody will do that. It's because they all know it would show that people were more likely to die after they got the shot, which is the exact opposite of what is expected. Any surgeon general of a state could do this as well. They are all afraid because I know what they will find, and so do they. That's why they aren't doing it. Okay, they're all afraid. This is simple data analysis. That's what you pay your taxes for somebody to do this simple analysis that they're not doing. Urgent, Alex Berenson. A big New Zealand study reveals high rates of kidney injury after the Pfizer jab. 1,800 more cases than expected following the shots, one for every 2,200 completed vaccinations. The finding is more evidence that the jabs may cause cardiovascular damage. Breaking, CDC creates ICD-10 billing codes for doctors to keep track of people who refuse to take a COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, that'll go to the government. They want to find out. They want to find out who the troublemakers are. This is another one. Jessica Rose, PhD. It's about blot gate and the unknown risks of truncated spike protein. So the blot gate is the fact that people have found out that the blots that were used were faked. So the documents that were used to get approval for the shots was fake. I mean, it's fraud. These contracts anywhere are easily dismissed, any of the provisions, just through fraud, because I think all of them had provisions for, you know, what happens if one of the parties engages in fraud. Steve Kirsch, pilots are dying at Southwest Airlines over 6 times the normal rate after the COVID vaccines rolled out. I thought the vaccines were supposed to reduce death, not increase it. I just asked the FAA for comment on this. Here's what I wrote. I bet they haven't gotten back to him. Pfizer trials did not prove safety. They proved harm. Project Veritas, breaking: YouTube has just removed our Pfizer story from the platform due to a violation of our community guidelines. Project Veritas channel has been given a strike, and ability to upload any new videos is restricted for a week with threats of future permanent removal. See, these guys are in on it. Google's in on the murder. They should be sued too. And this is still, Australia is still pushing these kill shots to their citizens. Tells you everything you need to know, how dangerous they are. Vaccination against COVID-19 is one of the most effective ways to reduce severe illness and death from infection. Get reliable and up-to-date information about the vaccines in our COVID-19 vaccine safety report. This is Oracle Films, Anne Wright. The government led us to believe that this vaccine was safe and effective. Because of that, Stevens lost his life. His family have lost him. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Dr. Stephen Wright's passing. Our thoughts are with his loving, courageous family. Dr. John B., vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia after COVID vaccination. Headache, falls, and unsteadiness began 7 days after vaccination. Despite all rescuing efforts, 31 days after vaccination, brain death was confirmed and organ donation followed. Yeah, ask your doctor if this COVID-19 shot is for you. I just played this video. This is the Texas Medical Board response to complaint about Gates honored get rid of all the whites. Dr. Carol Baker proposed eliminating white people to increase vaccination rates. That's back in 2020. Dr. Paul Alexander, 350,000 Americans likely killed by the COVID gene injection by end of 2021, not including 2022 and deaths from boosters. One in every 750 who take COVID shot dies. Friday Hope from Walter Chestnut, nicotinamide riboside, a compound which facilitates DNA damage and repair. A potential powerful therapeutic for COVID, long COVID, and spike protein progeria disease. Yeah, I've heard that people who chew on these nicotine gums, it helps out because what it does to your veins is it constricts them. It always has, like, that's what cigarettes do. That's what the nicotine does, so. That's another thing to try if people are getting sick. Berenson versus Biden is coming. James Lawrence just sent me the first draft. It's delicious. Get those lawyers on speed dial, boyos. And don't forget, you remain officially on notice to preserve all those pesky emails and texts and Slack chats about your conspiracy to violate my free speech. That's really what it's about. It's about constitutional rights, about the Bill of Rights. I mean, I know they've drummed it out of the populace. They don't talk about it. They just use stupid words like democracy. But this is a representative republic, and you have rights under the Constitution. All these commies, you know, they don't like these residual things the United States has that ensures people's protection from the state. Communists love the state. They like to shove it down your throat. The Vigilant Fox, don't let Pfizer get away with the greatest crime in human history. This is the documents compiled through Dr. Naomi Wolf. Pfizer knew their injections would damage the hearts of teens. They kept going anyway. So these are monsters. These are criminals. Borlos is just a common mass murdering criminal. He already should have been arrested. Life cycle of a kill box. One researcher is saying America right now is like basically a kill box. They've got the whole population in a kill zone. Forgot her name. It's, she works with Sasha Latipova. Janie writes, the German government has admitted that an alarming number of vaccinated people are developing AIDS-like symptoms, right? Because it kills your immune system. AIDS. It's just a tragedy. Here's another piece of monstrous filth. Bill Gates. Our world health leader that vacationed on Epstein's Island over 37 times. Yeah. This is React19.org again. Peter Halligan, not only do the injections cause massive life years lost, they also cause life years never gained from massive declines in birth rates. A 90% decline in birth rates and a 300% increase in death rates is required to get the eugenicists' dream of 500 million people from 8 billion today in 10 years. Wow. It's more natality data from other countries, building on the Sweden data in search of global patterns by El Gato Malo. And that was Reed Sheftall told me about El Gato Malo and Jicky the Mouse. I had never heard their names before, but I'm starting to read their stuff. Sasha Latipova, the link between the massive drop in birth rates and mRNA vaccines is undeniable. It's also intent to harm, but also there seems to be evidence of whatever's in the vaccines, knowing that it would have these effects to kill and prevent births, right? So it doesn't have like one specific thing. So in the past, this is just kind of deductive reasoning. In the past, you had this one vaccine. Oh, all these people had their livers fried, or one pharma drug. You know, oh, their livers did. But this like attacks everything and the reproductive of man. So it's just super poisonous. Pfizer demonstrates the firepower of its armed and fully operational battle station. Project Veritas video of Pfizer doctor vaporized from the internet and mainstream media. Wow, they went after everybody. That's Peter McCullough again. This is incredible, too. Army spied on lockdown critics, skeptics, including our own Peter Hitchens, long suspected they were under surveillance. Now that we've obtained official records that prove they were right all along. This is a meme of what Djokovic winning the Australian Open and then Bill Gates watching. I mean, breaking leaked email from CDC insider acknowledges many people dying after COVID vaccination. CDC staff now hesitant to take shots. Some confide to me that they don't want more boosters and the body count is getting noticeable. This is from Project Veritas. Breaking YouTube insider leaks urgent guidance document sent to employees on how to handle the Project Veritas Pfizer directed evolution video, effective immediately as of 27th of January 2023, violates the COVID-19 misinformation policy. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's incredible that YouTube and Google is in on this. Wow, just monsters. These are demons. People should just be in the streets with, you know, torches and pitchforks. These are just killers, child killers, murderers, grandma killers, grandpa, family annihilators. They're all in on it. You can prove that the COVID vaccines are killing people of all ages and should be immediately stopped. Using a novel analysis technique, anyone can now prove that there is no longer any doubt that the vaccines are shortening lifespans of everyone who takes them. They should be immediately stopped. Steve Kirsch. I'm not going to read the full article. I don't really have time, actually, but people can go check that out. This is a total clown show. Ayanna Pleresley, another loser. I think she's in Congress. This week, Republicans will take to the House floor to push baseless conspiracy theories and disinformation about COVID vaccines. This is probably a talking point she has. She probably doesn't do any independent thinking on her own. She probably never has. She's probably like Kamala Harris, just a complete cutout. A complete marionette. Let me be clear. COVID vaccines are safe. No, they're not. They're effective. No, they're not. They save lives. No, they don't. That's so bad. Jamie McIntyre, a warning to doctors and nurses globally. Plans are well underway for class action lawsuits for death and injury against any medical health worker that administered the lethal COVID vaccines, remdesivir, or ventilators. The AMA in Australia has already been sent a letter notifying liability. They should be sued out of existence. 100%. It has to be burned down to the floor and built back up again. Paul Alexander, why will the FDA not withdraw the EUA mRNA gene injection vaccine from use? Because Health and Human Services and FDA are running U.S. government's bioterrorism program jointly with Department of Defense. Like, it's unbelievable. Denis Rancourt, I've read some of his stuff. For those of you who were injected, you accepted the first shot because, please retweet for more statistics. 41% employer coercion, 32% access to venues travel, 16% science, 9% fear. So it wasn't just fear of survival, it was coercion. Steve Kirsch, whoops, CDC study published in New England Journal of Medicine showing the vax was 95% effective is flawed. Paper has critical errors and should be withdrawn, but it won't be because it got the right answer that they wanted. That's how science works. Wow, so sick. Top insurance analysts find 7% increase in aggregate mortality for each C19 dose received. Josh Sterling, the more doses you have in a region, the bigger increase in mortality. If you're over the age of 50 and you took all five doses, that would be a 35% increase. Wow. Pfizer stock going down. It's at 43 right now. It will be zero. I expect in the next 2 years for them to be sued out of existence. That's my opinion. I don't give financial advice to anybody. My opinion, they will be sued out of existence. They will no longer be a functioning company. Peter McCullough, let the crow eating begin. Newsweek, it's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and its cost lives. Yeah, they're starting to change. Counter signal, COVID deaths in Canada almost doubled in 2022 with an 85% vaccinated population. So the deaths doubled. So what happened? Was it the shots? Were they ineffective? Because there's no way to dispute these increase in deaths. What's causing it? COVID, that means the shots were ineffective, right? If it was really COVID. But it probably wasn't COVID. It was the shots that caused it. This is Daily Clout, War Room, Daily Clout, Pfizer document analysis, post-marketing team micro report. So they really went in detail. I have to get that book. Very important. The Robber Baron, what possible motivation would Pfizer have for ignoring side effects, censoring debates, conducting unethical research, lying about data, and overhyping their products? The COVID pandemic drives Pfizer's 2022 revenue to a record $100 billion. Wow. It's bigger than like some nations. Like their revenues are like bigger than like half the nations in the world. Edward Dowd's new book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. Edward Dowd's new book becomes more relevant with each passing day. Yeah, it does. And Robert F. Kennedy introduced the author in the book's foreword. So this is Tim writes, coincidence or shedding? The husband was vaccinated and injured with myocarditis and pericarditis. Last vaccine, November 2021. Unvaccinated wife was just diagnosed with pericarditis. That is quite a coincidence. Both are healthy, fitness-oriented people. Pathologist Burkhart, I say true. During our vax rollout, I had chest pains with certain people walking or coming near me. When they left, the pain would subside. When they returned, the pain came back. I would leave the space to feel better. Kid you not. So bizarre. Dirty spike in exosomes. And this is Naomi Wolf talking about that as well. Well, other than that, I'll get to her. But she says that like when the women have sex with the men who are vaccinated, the women get something. They get injured. Vigilant Fox, Pfizer's blood thinner becomes a new cash cow amid worldwide increase in blood clotting. In 2017, Pfizer bought Eliquis, a blood thinner. The NLPs from their injections cause blood thickening and clotting. Eliquis is now a top five drug. Sick. Representative Thomas Massey, Friday at 8 p.m., Pfizer admitted they are creating variants of the virus and almost everyone ignored it. Meanwhile, YouTube continues to ban the video that forced Pfizer to make this disclosure. Jordan Schachtel, Bill Gates secured hundreds of millions in profits from mRNA stock sales before suddenly changing tune on vaccine technology. There's Pfizer with blood on its hands. World genocide forum, it's more correct. 1,000 peer-reviewed papers on COVID vaccine injuries, so they're out there. They're just ignoring it. Palantir's out there. And then I have tons of injuries. There's the yearly results. Howard Steen, the Swiss regulator, Swiss Medic, is unable to say what the medication it has approved actually does when it gets inside the human body. Think about this. They have no idea how much of the alleged active substance is generated inside the body. No control over dosage. Kinda, and I don't know what that means. A It's just astonishing. New docs reveal Department of Defense controlled COVID-19 program from the start. Wow. And a six-year-old dead. Anastasia Marie Weaver died suddenly. Her mother is a nurse, and she heavily pushed the vaccine on Facebook. Yeah. Benjamin, me and my sister, she is back in the hospital after one day home because of blood clots in her legs and lungs. Yeah. You need to go get apheresis. You need to go get your blood washed. Jesse Lemonnier, 25. Former Arizona Cardinals linebacker, dies suddenly. Fifth standard student dead in West Bengal immediately after being administered the MR vaccine. See the mother wailing frantically. Yeah, the suffering is not going to end. It's not going to end this year. Not trying to say the vaccine turned me into a zombie, but immunocompromised, like their skin is just peeling off. It's gross. It's a bioweapon. 36-year-old Lindsay Lanoux has died suddenly from a sudden cardiac arrest. She bragged on Facebook about getting her last booster and dismissed safety concerns as F the haters. This is Jab Injuries Australia. She's in a wheelchair. BBC ignores largest vaccine injury protest in recent history occurring outside of BBC Broadcasting House, Portland Place, London, January 21st, 2023. Turn the protest of the dead. 41-year-old Massachusetts mother and softball player dies in her sleep. Cause of death unknown. And Estrella Martin, healthy 15-year-old footballer, dies suddenly. So it's tragic. The suffering will not end until these people are under arrest, until prosecutions happen. These are monsters. They're the worst people to exist in the world since the Nazis. No doubt. Thank you for listening.